the real Sean Taylor, because they haven't had the opportunity to know the Sean that we know, the real raw, uncut Sean. You know, where do we pick up? You want to pick up? How about we pick up on the airplane?
We shared so many. Even my first year when I was sitting on the plane with him, you know, I shared this long time ago with folks talking about how, like, one night we came back from the, I think we played the Rams, and I think we lost to them or something. I didn't have many catches, and we done been through these moments before together when I tell you, man, like, come on, man, they ain't throwing me the ball. Like, what's going on? And Sean shared me that night, and it was crazy how he told me to let it out, and I didn't want to talk to him. And he like, man, let it out, Tanner. So I'm like, nah, I'm looking out the window, you know, at nothing in the air, 30,000 up in the air. And he like, man, let it out. So I take my earphones off. I'm like, bruh, they ain't throw the ball to me, man. I was pissed off. I don't know what's going on. He like, F them. So I'm like, what you mean? He like, well, you know what? They mad at me for how I play the tight end. They tell me to play the tight end head up. No, I'm not playing the tight end head. I'm gonna take my side. Because guess what? I'm a bust this, you know? And I'm like, oh, okay. But that moment right there that I shared with him showed me that Sean is a different breed, man. He didn't really give a crap about what you thought about him, you know, how you felt about him. He was gonna find a solution to make sure you was proud of him, because he gonna go out there and lay on the line. So that showed me how to handle my business when it came down to when I wasn't getting the ball. Go out there and do something different, Tanner. Go out there and block, but go out there and show them that, hey, man, I'm open, and find a way to get it to me.
So when you look at or you think back to the last time and the last conversation, you know, and we're sitting in the locker and we're sharing a moment. I had just had my first son, yeah. Chaz, and we're sitting in the moment, and Sean comes in arguing with me about not telling him, not him having to hear from someone else. And we're sitting here talking about cartoons and life and everything and how happy he was as a person. And I don't know why, but this was one of the most enlightened conversations, one of the most memorable conversations. I probably could go word for word through that speech. But when we walk out of the locker room, I remember looking back and seeing the door swing. And Sean was standing there looking at us walk off. And I looked at those doors, and they swung like two times, and he vanished. Mm-hmm. I remember you grabbing your luggage, and you kind of stopped and paused, and you looked as well. Mm-hmm. But we didn't know that would be the last time we saw
him. I mean, it's one of the most memorable memories that I have of Sean to this day. You know, my grandma always told me that, you know, when I was young, and I she didn't specifically tell me this, but she always shared that when you see someone from the past, they got a glow about themselves. Same way when a person's pregnant, it's something about them. They glow. And my grandma was like, you know, a person has a different aura about themselves before they go, before they leave this earth. And that day, Thanksgiving Day, I said Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. And one time, that's all I'm going to say. Everybody either say it back or not. Sean went down the line and told every coach, Happy Thanksgiving, Coach. Happy Thanksgiving, Coach. Happy. And I'm sitting there looking at him like, is he going to stop? And when he sat down to me, when I looked at him, it was a different glow about him. And I'm sitting there like, man, it's just something different. The whole aura just messed me up. So then now we go into that locker room moment. We talking about your son. And he laughing and joking with us. And he like, Porter, you go out there and rush for 200. Tanner, you go out there and catch for 140. I see you, Sean, when we get back. Man, y'all go out there and have a good game. I see y'all when y'all get back. And we all know things went south, you know? So I think about that memory now and smile, but I know back then it wasn't no smiles coming out, man. It was tough to even, you know, to even think back like that.
But when you look back and you think of your favorite Sean T moment, because I know there's a lot, share your favorite Sean T moment.
I have many, and it's not even going to be a game moment. It's going to be a practice moment. And when you're the guy, you feel like at the end of that, I'm the guy. Don't touch me. I ran a route deep, and I get hit. I end up on my face. Some kind of way, somebody from behind me upended me, and I end up on my face. And I remember getting up, and I see Sean. So, I instantly jump bad. Like, man, what's up, bro? He like, Tanner, I ain't hit you. All chest, baby, all chest. So I'm like, Sean, bro, I end up on my face. He like, man, he tapped me on my behind. Hey, I ain't hit you, man. All chest, man, I love you, man. Hit me across my head, like, basically, like, get back to the huddle. So I'm hot. I'm looking back like, man, Sean made me rough him up today. And I'm serious sitting here like, man, he hit me, dog. I swear I didn't let it die that day. I went to the meeting room like, Coach, put that on. I want to see what Sean did. Because he telling me all chest. And here I go. I go for a pass. And Sean knew not to hit me. But he was coming so fast for the ball, he just laid off, and his chest hit me and upended me. So I'm like, man, I got to apologize to Sean, man, because I really did take it out on him. And he was telling me, like, get back to the huddle, bro. I got you. I ain't hit you. But that's just how physical the guy was. Like, even with him just nudging you sometime, man, you felt the effect. And I definitely felt the effect. I thought I had done had one of those hits that he done hit. I see him lay on other guys. So I was upset. But when I watched the film and realized he didn't do it, I immediately made sure I went back to him and told, hey, bro, I apologize. I was wrong. He told me, I told you, I got you. And he hit me again.
9-year anniversary for Sean Taylor. We all miss you. We all love you. Any parting words?
The memories I share with both of you guys, man, I can always go back and tell my kids that, you know, I was able to play, you know, in the league, you know, and as well, you know, in college with some guys that had the same kind of mindset as me. So coming to the Redskins was the best thing ever to happen to me, man. Honestly, I can't, you know, look away and talk crap about the first team, because that would give me my chance to be in this level. But I would never forget those memories, man.